Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Apple continues to refine iOS 13 this week with the release of iOS 13.1.3. The update is Apple's latest attempt to improve the stability and performance throughout the newest flagship release of iOS. Apple specifically says that iOS 13.1.3 focuses on fixing issues in the Mail and Voice Memos app, as well as the Bluetooth connectivity and Apple Watch pairing. There are also improvements to Bluetooth connectivity when paired to cars, and a fix for health app data syncing. Apple also says that a variety of other bug fixes and performance improvements are included in the update. Apple has been releasing new versions of iOS 13 at a swift pace recently. Last month, Apple pushed iOS 13.1 and followed it up with iOS 13.1.1, and then iOS 13.1.2 just 2 days later. These updates have focused on bug fixes, performance improvements, and re-adding features that were removed from the initial release of iOS 13. Apple is also currently beta testing iOS 13.2 with its new Deep Fusion image processing technology, new Siri privacy settings, and more. We expect iOS 13.2 to be released sometime this fall. For now, you can download iOS 13.1.3 and iPadOS 13.1.3 by heading into the Settings app on your device. Furthermore, Apple has also released a supplemental update to macOS Catalina with improvements to the initial setup process, iCloud account bug fixes, and more. This update is available to download now in System Preferences. Elsewhere, ahead of the November 1st launch of Apple TV+, The Hollywood Reporter has published a detailed look at the struggles Apple has faced as it pushes into Hollywood. For instance, the report details that there have been several disagreements and departures over creative differences so far. In some instances, this has been due to so-called corporate meddling from Apple, with one source saying that Apple is pushing for Hollywood to adapt to it rather than the other way around. These disagreements have led to delays and departures of high-ranking Apple TV Plus creatives. For instance, the Amazing Stories TV series from Steven Spielberg was initially slated to be available on Apple TV Plus from day one. But due to those production changes and disagreements, it will now miss that launch. Apple is also said to be having a hard time with arranging early critic and tastemaker screenings, which can help promote flagship TV shows ahead of their public debut. One executive said that Apple is treating its TV Plus launch like a product launch instead of the rollout of a new TV service. On the other hand, another source quoted in the report says that Apple has the potential to dramatically change Hollywood because of the two-way relationship it has with its customers. Some executives have also expressed optimism because Apple has acknowledged that it's not as skilled in the TV industry as it is in other areas. In terms of an investment from Apple, an interesting figure in the report says that Apple is spending $300 million on two seasons of The Morning Show. Notably, $40 million of that is going directly to the show's stars, with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston both negotiating deals for $2 million per episode. Apple was reportedly looking to originally invest around $1 billion into its original content efforts, but that is now said to have increased to over $6 billion as of this summer. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels app supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast-forward support for live TV. There's also full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch TV while you're away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9-5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. In other news, Apple's contactless payment service, Apple Pay, is apparently under scrutiny by the European Commission again. A report today says that the EU is fielding comments from other companies in the payment space about Apple's market behavior. Specifically, the investigation covers topics like the prominence of Apple Pay when users set up an iPhone, like the Setup Now notification that pops up in the Settings app. Another possible issue is the fact that Apple does not let other NFC payment services integrate with the Wallet app, meaning Apple Pay has several exclusive integrations throughout iOS. In a statement, a European Commission representative acknowledged that they are looking at possible anti-competitive market practices and abusive conduct. The representative did not go into detail about its plans or confirm that an investigation has been officially opened. Apple has slowly opened up the NFC chip inside of iPhone devices, but the core payment functionality remains tied to Apple Pay. For instance, when a phone comes near an NFC reader, the Wallet and Apple Pay interface is immediately shown. Because they lack that integration with iOS, competing payment services don't have that ability. And while iOS does support background NFC reading, it's only supported for certain categories of apps, and that does not include mobile payments. Apple has faced criticism from some banks, specifically in Australia, about Apple Pay's exclusivity on iOS. Nonetheless, Apple itself continues to tout the growth and acceptance of its platform, and most recently said that Apple Pay growth is now outpacing PayPal. Earlier this year, Apple teased that Apple Pay would soon support proprietary NFC stickers, with launch partners including Bird and Pay-by-Phone parking meters. This feature has not yet rolled out, and it's unlikely to ease the concerns of European Union regulators. Other things you should check out on 9to5Mac today include a review of a versatile desk and portable wireless charger. Meanwhile, our friends over at 9to5 Google have details on all of Google's latest announcements, including the Pixel 4, new AirPods competitors, and more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.